Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson and, of course, Gloria Wells in our chat room. And we're your hosts this morning. Oh, my goodness, it's a fabulous, what day is this? Wednesday? Yes, fabulous, fabulous Wednesday. Does it really matter what day we call it? It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive and awake and breathing and, oh, so I am so glad that you're here with us this morning. So glad that you're here with us this morning. Oh, yesterday we really got into a great discussion on the law of pure potentiality. I'm telling you, that chapter in this book, we're in Deepak Chopra's book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And he has a subtitle that says, "This is a practical guide to the fulfillment of your dreams." And that lesson yesterday, defining who you truly are as the pure potentiality, isn't that something? If you just stopped and looked at yourself and said, "You know what? I am just a bundle of potential. I can be, do, and have anything." If nothing else, if you just move into that truth, you know, see, we have so many misconceptions of who we are, and it limits our ability because most of our perceptions of who we have limits to them. That's why one of the things that we talked about yesterday is to get rid of the labels, to move into non-judgment. How many of you were able to follow through with our mantra yesterday, which was, "Today I will not pass judgment on anything"? How many of you stayed with that yesterday? How many of you just stopped and said, "I am pure potentiality"? How did that thought stay with you for the whole day? I'm really curious to find out who experienced that yesterday and what the experience was like. Listen, so you feel free to call in today, this morning. Telephone number is 914-338-0590. And press 1 on your telephone keypad. And we'll talk about it, okay? Dr. Reggie, how are you this morning?
I am very centered and relaxed from the meditation yesterday. I really enjoyed the angel jam, well. It was fantastic.
Yes. Just so people know, Dr. Reggie is doing he's doing a special reading. It's a half-hour reading, but this was something that was poured into him. Dealing with Shamuel, the angel Shamuel, and addressing your ascension and working with the angel Shamuel for your ascension. Dr. Reggie, can you share that with the audience?
Shamuel is an angel about love, and the name Shamuel means he who sees God. And that heart being so pure, and the chakra resonance dealing with Shamuel, you are riding on the pink ray, the sixth ray of power and love, and that's a very powerful place to be. It's a pink energy, And you can feel the golden glow of the meditation that we did yesterday. It was really great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so this normally Dr. Reggie's half-hour sessions are $75. And this special reading with the angel Samuel and guiding you through your ascension and putting you on the path, you're already on the path, but bringing that clarity and that warmth there for the ascension is $39.95, and it's a half-hour session, but it is very specific to your ascension. So if you're interested, you can call our toll-free number, which is 800-401-8129. And, of course, you know, he does his readings, half-hour reading is $75, but I think he's running a special right now where you get a full hour for $75. Again, that number is 800-401-8129. So, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, I believe in the premise that we should be still and know that thou art God. I thank you for everything, the miraculous healing of the body, of the mind, and of the spirit that may be broken. And even of the finances, let people not cheapen your experience. You went through them and you are abundant. You are not cheap or lacking or needing anything. And as your children, we should have the power to align ourselves with the divine substance of truth, and that we are pure potentiality, and that potential can do and have anything. And with these seven bodies that we have, we can bring into anything of expression that we want. And I thank you for it, because many people don't understand that. Let them understand. Allow their minds to be open. Allow their hearts to be open. And allow the frequency of the angels to come in and give them balance, protection, security, and love, especially abundance in all things. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, not squalor and be sad and be in poverty. No, he came to show us the blueprint to open up the doors of heaven. And I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So this morning we're talking about the law of giving. The universe operates through dynamic exchange. There's giving and receiving. There are different aspects of the flow of the energy in the universe. And in our willingness to give that which we seek, we keep the abundance of the universe circulating in our lives. So the second spiritual law of success is the law of giving. This law could also be called the law of giving and receiving, because the universe operates through dynamic exchange. Nothing is static. Your body is a dynamic and constant exchange with the body of the universe. Your mind is dynamically interacting with the mind of the cosmos. Your energy is an expression of cosmic energy. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Slowly let it out. And focus on the words that I'm saying to you this morning. Your body is in dynamic and constant exchange with the body of the universe. Your mind is dynamically interacting with the mind of the cosmos. And your energy is an expression of cosmic energy. Deepak Chopra at this point is trying to move you into an expanded perspective of who you are, moving you out of the boundaries of your body on planet Earth and your connection with everything that's massive and abundant. The flow of life is nothing other than the harmonious interaction of all the elements and forces that structure the field of existence. And this harmonious interaction of elements and forces in your life operates as the law of giving, because your body and your mind and the universe are in constant and dynamic exchange. Stopping the circulation of energy is like stopping the flow of blood. Whenever blood stops flowing, it begins to clot, it begins to coagulate, to stagnate. And that's why you must give and receive in order to keep wealth and affluence or anything you want in your life circulating in your life. You might say, well, Cynthia, I don't have any money to give. Give of your time. Give of your gifts. Give of things that are excess in your life. Maybe things that you no longer need. Give. The word affluence comes from the root word affluor, which means to flow to. The word affluence means to flow in abundance. Money is really a symbol. That's all. It's a symbol of the life energy that we exchange and the life energy we use as a result of the service we provide to the universe. So another word for money is what? Currency. Listen to that. Currency. Current. Flow. Currency. And that reflects the flowing nature of energy. The word currency comes from the Latin word currere, which means to run, to flow. So therefore, if we stop this circulation of money, if our only intention is to hold on to our money and hoard it, since it is the life energy, well, what's going to happen? Well, we will stop its circulation into our lives. And so in order to keep that energy coming to us, we have to keep the energy circulating. Like a river, money must keep just flowing. Otherwise, it begins to stagnate. It begins to clog. It begins to suffocate and to strangle its very own life force. Circulation, circulation, circulation. It keeps it alive. It keeps it vital. Every relationship is one of give and take. Giving engenders receiving, and receiving engenders giving. What goes up must come down. What goes out must come back. In reality, receiving is the same thing as giving, because giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. And if you stop the flow of either, then you interfere with nature's intelligence. Are you getting it? Are you receiving it? In every seed, there is a promise of thousands of forests. But the seed must not be hoarded. It must give its intelligence to the fertile ground. And through its giving, its unseen energy flows into material manifestation. So the more you give, the more you will receive. Because you will keep the abundance of the universe circulating in your life. In fact, anything that is of value in life only multiplies when it is given. That which doesn't multiply through giving is neither worth giving nor worth receiving. If through the act of giving you feel you have lost something, then the gift is not only given and will not cause increase. If you give grudgingly, there is no energy behind that giving. There are two stories from the Bible that come to mind this morning. There's a scripture that says that God loves a cheerful giver. The energy of joy behind your giving. If you can't give in joy, don't give. And this is what Deepak is saying. If you're giving and you feel that you have lost something, like, oh, this is my last dime and I'm having to put this in the plate, or you know, I got a tithe here and I got all these bills to pay. The whole purpose of the tithe is to increase your faith. You know, I've heard it said, what does God want with your money? And there are so many of us that begrudgingly give because we're so worried about what we don't have, what we're not capable of doing, rather than rejoicing that we are what? Pure potentiality, and that we live in an abundant universe, and that all of our needs will be met plus more, and I can give this because it was a blessing from God in the first place that I was able to get this wealth. Isn't that what the Bible says? And that God gives us the power to get it? Yes, we have the power. Why? Because we can think and we can speak and we can declare what it is that we want and it will come. And let me tell you something. Every day that I live, every day that I'm on this air, on the air with you and talking to you about this these prosperity principles, I become even more empowered by them. And they are so real to me. I don't worry about anything. So, okay, I'm down to my last $5. Here, you take it. More's coming, and I know that it will come. I know that it will come. Big difference in, oh, Lord, I hope something. I better spend this money because, no, more's coming. In fact, it's already here. What's the principle? The moment that I say I don't have enough, there's a desire in my heart that says I need more. And I am connected with the universe. I am connected with the source energy of all. It immediately grabs this desire from my heart because I may not even speak it out of my mouth. That desire for more in my heart, it grabs it. It expands it. It begins moving the unformed universe into the formed universe, the unmanifest into the manifest, and it's coming to me, and I know it, and therefore I receive it in that moment. Let me give you a perfect example. We're getting ready to do this wonderful event called Evolve 2012 here in Atlanta. We are honoring the winter solstice, number one, but number two, we are honoring December the 21st, 2012, which is the end of the Mayan calendar. It's a 26,000-year period, so we're ushering in this new age and this new and how we are evolving into a new consciousness. And so we thought we had a venue in place. Okay, the invitations have already gone out. The flyer is designed with this location, and yesterday we find out we can't sell tickets at this place. They don't want us to sell tickets. So we lost our venue. Did we panic? Maybe a little. No, I didn't panic. I said, okay, this is great. Dr. Reggie was taking a nap when all this drama was going on, so he doesn't know anything about it. And then I said to myself, well, when he wakes up, I'll tell him. But in the meantime, I started making phone calls to see what was available in the area that we could work through. And he woke up, and I said, you need to make a phone call to John Strickland, who's a friend of ours, and see if we can use his church for this event. And so I go run off some errands, and I come back, and he says, we have a place. The point is that, and here's the thing, there are a group of people working with us, and everyone said the same thing. Oh, that's perfect. We can have a larger venue now. That's all. When we lost our venue, the only thing we realized was there's a better place for us because we wanted to have more people. Our heart desired a larger place. You never know how and what you think is the most important thing to you. Our prayer was answered because our desire was for a larger place. And we got a larger place, and it's so much easier because we don't have to run around looking for equipment, audio and video. It's just absolutely beautiful space for us. Everything is in divine order. So don't get frantic about even when things look like they're going wrong. It's really, Dr. Reggie says, you pay too much attention to what's going on in your life. You don't even recognize that the angels are moving on your behalf to clear the way for the desire that's in your heart. Suppose we had all gotten all trapped up in, oh, we don't have a location. We don't have a location. We don't, oh my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? No one did that. We were all in faith that this was working out for our highest good. I'm saying that to say all of these principles interact with each other. All of these laws interact with each other. If you don't have the right mindset that you are pure potentiality and that you can create anything, you can't really comfortably implement the law of giving because you're still operating from a place of fear when you give. But understanding the law of potentiality moves you into not fearing not having or fearing not having. It moves you into a place of not fearing that you will not have. Let me get it right. It lets you know that everything is possible. So when you move into the law of giving, you're not going to hoard, are you? You're not going to believe in limitation, are you? You see how it one principle builds upon the next. If you don't understand pure potentiality, if you don't understand substance, how in the world can you manifest anything? If you don't know who you really are, how are you going to manifest anything but a mess? So my advice, my suggestion is download yesterday's lesson and the lesson from the day before because that's your foundation for manifestation. Play it over and over again. Monday and Tuesday's lesson, okay? And on our website, I have a video of Bashar talking about the seven principles of manifestation, the same thing that we're talking about now. Play that over and over. I listen to that over and over. Every day I listen to it. Why? Repetition creates impact. That's what Dr. Reggie says. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. In other words, hearing truth principles. Hearing the vibration of truth. Listen to them over and over. You want to practice the law of attraction? Understand how the universe works. Understand how the planet that you live on works. We live on this planet and we don't know how the planet itself works. We know how the man's society works, but we don't even understand how nature works, really. Understand your environment. Understand your environment. So let's move on. It is the intention behind your giving and receiving that is the most important thing. If you are a participant in Circles of Prosperity, you hear this word over and over again. Intention. What do you intend to do? It's an intention is so closely related to emotion, is it not? Is this a loving gift? Did you give this from your heart? Intention also defines your clarity in that which you want. If you are an artist and you have a block of marble, and it's just a block of marble, when you take that chisel up, every time you hit that chisel with that hammer and you're cutting away because you're birthing this creation from you, okay? And it's the same process from the unmanifest to the manifest. You've got a stone. It's just a block of stone. But you're going to carve it into something beautiful. You have to have a clear intention of what it is that you want. So the first time you hit that chisel, you're chiseling to get a curve, maybe. That's your intention. If your intention is about manifesting a new car, you've got to know what kind of car. You have to know how much you want to spend. You don't even know. If you want the car, you got to know clearly what kind of car you want. So the intention should always be to create happiness for the giver and the receiver. Because happiness is life-supporting and life-sustaining and therefore generates increase. Happiness equals joy. It is your highest vibration. It is your highest vibration. The return is directly proportional to the giving when it is unconditional and from the heart. That is why the act of giving has to be joyful. The frame of mind has to be one in which you feel joy in the very act of giving. And then the energy behind the giving increases many times over. You know, I know people that say, well, you know, Cynthia, I can't come to meditation tonight because I just don't have the money. And Dr. Reggie really doesn't care if you don't have the money or not. It's a love donation. It's coming from your heart. And it really, I can't change the way people feel. I can't. You are responsible for your feelings. But when I hear it, I just cringe because I go, don't you know, baby, that you have pure potentiality? And that you can be, do, and have anything. You see, when you have all these little hang-ups, and you say, oh, I can't do this, and oh, this is impossible, and oh, I wish I had the money. Oh, Lord. Nobody is placing those chains on you and closing the door to your opportunities except for you. You're the only one in charge of that. And you're doing it with your creative tools. You're doing it with your thoughts and you're doing it with your words. If you're going to practice the law of giving, it's very simple. If you want joy, what are you going to give? Give joy. If you want love, and I know a lot of us are looking for love, right? If you want love, then you have to learn to give love. If you want attention and appreciation, then you have to give attention and appreciation. And here's the thing. If you want material affluence, then help others to become materially affluent. Because, in fact, the easiest way to get what you want is to help others get what they want. Isn't that amazing how this is designed? We are designed to give of service, to be of service. And the more we are of service, the more we gain. How many of you are in business for yourself? How many of you are in business for yourself? Give of your service. You don't have enough money coming in? Give of your service. And don't give begrudgingly. Thank God that you have the gift that you can share with someone and help someone and lift them up. But we'll sit there and go, no, I can't afford to do that. I need that money. And here, I'm rolling it back. If you're saying that, what are you thinking? Are you grabbing hold to the truth that you are pure potentiality? When you say that, all you're thinking is, you know, the universe is not abundant. God's not going to provide for me. You're thinking a whole slew of stuff that is not true. It may be true to you, but it's not true of how the universe works. And because you believe that that's how it works, that's what you experience. You know, this principle, it works equally well for individuals or corporations or societies and even nations. You know, these guys right now up in Congress, aren't they a piece of work? They are haggling over what they're calling now the fiscal cliff. We've been going through all this drama with our economy since 2008. And this is what I want you guys to pay attention to. The stock market is abundant. Why do you think the stock market is working so well and the government is saying that they're screwed up? The stock market is working well because people that have money still desire to make money. And what are they doing? They're giving money. And so it's doing really well. Now, they may be giving out of fear, saying, you know, we're going to grab and make all this money that we can while everything is going really well. But the point is that they are keeping the flow going. People who have money are investing in other companies, helping those companies to serve and do whatever it is that they do to help humanity. They're providing a product. They're providing jobs, creativity, and they are investing. Can you see the flow? So it's doing very, very well. Wealthy people are doing very well. You guys have been hearing about the top 2%. Why? Because they're giving. Their giving may be limited to the stock market, but they're releasing money and it's going in the flow. It's circulating. Now, that 99%, where's their consciousness? What are they saying? We're struggling. We're not making enough. Everybody, oh, it's not enough money. Now, there is an imbalance. I'm not going to deny that. But what if the 99%